it was good to get Emmanuel out there. You know, I had not completed the pass to Emmanuel in a game yet. You know, he didn't have any catches against Seattle, and he didn't, of course, didn't play against San Francisco, and didn't practice majority of the week against Houston. So the fact that he was able to practice on Thursday and able to go in the game, I thought was significant. And I wanted to get some completions to him. I think you want to complete some passes to a first-year receiver in this offense going into the season opener. And obviously being able to complete, you know, some passes to him early and then hit the two touchdowns to him, that certainly makes me feel a lot better going into the opener as opposed to before.
And then you took umbrage to Swearinger.
What's that?
You took umbrage to what Swearinger did to Wes.
What is that? I don't know. What does that mean?
I mean, you got mad at the cheap shot that he took with the forearm shiver to Wolfpack.
Yeah, I concur with that. Yeah.
Pretty frustrated all at the beginning?
What's that?
Frustrated all at the beginning of this game?
Which part? I mean, what?
No, just kind of a slow start, it seemed like.
Yeah, we had a good start to the first drive and got down there and, you know, had a negative play and got in third and long, had to settle for a field goal. So that was, we always like to get touchdowns. And then, yeah, had a couple possessions there. We didn't get anything going. I made a bad throw and bad decision on the turnover. And, you know, I thought, like I said, we had a couple good drives and ended up in a field goal and had a missed field goal as well. So it was, you know, we're always looking to finish. It was nice to finish those last two drives of the first half with touchdowns.
Peyton, that was your first taunting penalty in your career. It must have been something that the Wes Welker hit, you thought, was across the line there. Was that what set you off, so to speak?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, obviously concerned about Wes. Didn't like, you know, never like seeing him coming out of the game. You know, with a potential blow to the head. He had, you know, one of those last year that, you know, kept him out for a while. So I was concerned about him. And 15 yards with 5 seconds left in the half, and it can't hurt you that much, right? So.
Did you think about that? 15 yards with 5 seconds?
I mean, I think if you're going to get one, it's a good time to get one, right?
So that's what you said.
I can't.
Did he appreciate what you said to him?
Yeah, he said thanks. Yeah, he said appreciate it. Yeah. Good luck to you too. Good luck to you as well.
You feel ready now, Peyton? This is like the, you know, final dry run, so to speak.
Yeah, I thought it was good that we kind of went through some of that. This game. I mean, you know, like I said, I think part of you wants to go in there and go three drives, three touchdowns, get out perfect. But in some ways, maybe it's a good thing that we, you know, had a three and out there, and you know, had a, of course, you never like to turn it over, but I think you like to see how you respond after that. And I thought we responded with a good drive after the turnover. Ended up missing a field goal, but it was a good drive and to get down there, and then you know, to get two 2-minute drills. We were thinking one touchdown, you know, and then to get two out of it, I thought was good. So I was proud of the way we responded, you know, through some, you know, not ideal, you know, drives, and I think that was actually better than going out and being, you know, just 3 for 3 and nothing really going wrong. So I thought we saw a lot this preseason, and you know, different looks, different scenarios, different, you know, situations. I thought that was good.
The first touchdown, Emmanuel, quick strike. I mean, we saw his speed.
Yeah.
How much did that make your life?
Well, I mean, he ran a good route. He got on top of the corner, and then you know, over the top of the safety. He has that type of speed, and boy, you just throw it as far as you can. It's hard to out throw that guy. So he went and got it, and then of course finished in the end zone. And the other one did a good job. You know, zone coverage, and he kind of got inside of the corner, then got outside away from the safety, and you know, made a great extended catch. And a lot of times that ball comes out when it hits the ground. The fact that he kept it in his possession, thought was a really good play by him.
Time for a few more guys.
On the interception, was it just miscommunication on your part?
No, that was a bad throw. Bad throw. Bad bad decision, wasn't open, and poor throw and poor decision by me.
Houston probably the best defense you've seen in the preseason. They were a top five defense last year.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I don't really have a good comparison for you compared to the other teams, but I thought it was good the work we did against them during the week, and I think we'll learn a lot from this film as well.
Is it a good team to play this week just because of their aggressive nature and, you know, just overall for your benefit and for the offense's benefit?
I thought the practices that we had against them were helpful to us, and I thought we, you know, going against good players, they have excellent players. You know, of course, going against their defense is a great test, and I thought we learned a lot different about our offense in different situations during the week. We'll learn a lot from this film as well.
Okay, thanks.